USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Getting ready for the 2020 election, there was dueling political events in the swing state of Iowa. The president said former Vice President Joe Biden would be a weak opponent. He was responding to the Biden clips in the media as a way to show up his attacks on him. He points out how many times Biden mentions him during his speech.
I think he's the weakest mentally, and I like running against people that are weak mentally. I think Joe is the weakest up here.
He was pointing a finger to his temple, as in up here. Biden, who is a Democratic frontrunner, calls Mr. Trump an existential threat to America.
But this is a guy who does everything to separate and frighten people. It's about fear and loathing. It's about the way he calls people the names he calls them. No president has done something like that, for God's sake.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
After getting approval in a party-line House vote, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said he plans to force former Trump aides to testify about the Russia investigation.
We will move as quickly as possible to go to court against Don McGahn, the president's former counsel, and any subsequent witnesses who disobey a committee subpoena.
Comedian Jon Stewart scolded Congress for failing to ensure that a victim's compensation fund set up after the 9/11 attacks never runs out of money.
It's not meant as an attack on the grand institution of democracy. It's meant as a dumbfounded shrug of, I can't understand why this has been so hard.
Stewart wasn't happy with empty seats at a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson predicted the bill will pass with overwhelming support. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has clarified a few details of the agreement with Mexico to stem the flow of migrants attempting to enter the U.S. John Clemens reports.
Some members of the media have criticized the deal, claiming there was nothing new in the agreement. Mr. Pompeo disputed reports that most of the agreement had already been reached before Mr. Trump threatened Mexico with higher tariffs.
Frankly, it reflects diplomacy at its finest. It shows the enduring strength, too, of the relationship between our two countries, and it's a significant win for the American people.
6,000 Mexican National Guard troops will be sent to its southern border with Guatemala, where many Central Americans are crossing into Mexico. I'm John Clemens.
A squabble about border security inside the Senate. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Acting Chief of the Homeland Security Department Kevin McAleen in warning about an unprecedented crisis at the southern border at a Senate hearing where he said President Trump is doing his best to tackle the problem.
The administration is doing everything within our power to secure the border and restore integrity to our immigration system, including new agreements with Mexico and Guatemala designed to reduce the flow reaching the U.S. border.
Blaming what he calls gaps and weaknesses in U.S. immigration law, McAleen says government border facilities are overflowing and resources are being stretched to the limit. Democrat Dick Durbin said the president's immigration policies have failed and the border's less secure than it was when Trump first took office.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.